Methane Blast, presented by Science at NASA. May 4, 2007. On January 16th, a dazzling blue flame blasted across the sands of the Mojave Desert. In many respects, it looked like an ordinary rocket engine test, but this was different. While most NASA rockets are powered by liquid oxygen and hydrogen, or solid chemicals, we were testing a methane engine, says project manager Terry Trammell of NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center. Click on the image below to play the movie. The main engine, built and fired by NASA contractors Alliant Tech Systems and X-Core Aerospace, is still in an early stage of development and isn't ready for space. But if the technology proves itself, methane engines like this one could eventually be key to deep space exploration. Methane, or CH4, the principal component of natural gas, is abundant in the outer solar system. It can be harvested from Mars, Titan, Jupiter, and many other planets and moons. With fuel waiting at the destination, a rocket leaving Earth wouldn't have to carry so much propellant, reducing the cost of a mission. Perhaps surprisingly, this flammable gas has never powered a spacecraft before. But now scientists and engineers at Marshall, the Glenn Research Center, and the Johnson Space Center are developing LOX methane engines as an option for the future. Several efforts are underway, notes Trammell, including a rival LOX methane main engine design by KT Engineering. This work is funded by NASA's Exploration Technology Development Program, and it shows how technologies being developed for human exploration may one day assist in future science missions, says Mark Klim, manager of the Propulsion and Cryogenics Advanced Development Project at the Glenn Research Center. Methane has so many advantages, says Trammell. The question is, why haven't we done this before? Consider the following. Liquid hydrogen fuel used by the space shuttle must be stored at a temperature of minus 252.9 degrees Celsius, only about 20 degrees above absolute zero. Liquid methane, on the other hand, can be stored at the much warmer and more convenient temperature of negative 161.6 degrees. That means methane fuel tanks wouldn't need as much insulation, making them lighter and thus cheaper to launch. The tanks could also be smaller, because liquid methane is denser than liquid hydrogen, again saving money and weight. Methane also gets high marks for human safety. While some rocket fuels are potentially toxic, methane is what we call a green propellant, Trammell says. You don't have to put on a hazmat suit to handle it like fuels used on many launch vehicles and space vehicles. But the key attraction for methane is that it exists or can be made on many worlds that NASA may one day wish to visit, including Mars. Although Mars is not rich in methane, methane can be manufactured there via the Sabatier process. Mix some carbon dioxide with hydrogen, then heat the mixture to produce CH4 and H2O, methane and water. The Martian atmosphere is an abundant source of carbon dioxide, and the relatively small amount of hydrogen required for the process may be brought along from Earth or gathered in situ from Martian ice. Traveling further out in the solar system, methane becomes even easier to come by. On Saturn's moon Titan, it is literally raining liquid methane. Titan is dotted with lakes and rivers of methane and other hydrocarbons that could one day serve as fuel depots. Imagine a methane-powered rocket could allow a robotic probe to land on the surface of Titan, gather geological samples, refill its tanks, and blast off to return those samples to Earth. Such a sample return mission from the outer solar system has never been attempted. The atmospheres of Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune all contain methane, and Pluto has frozen methane ice on its surface. New kinds of missions to these worlds may become possible using methane rockets. This first series of desert test firings of the 7,500-pound thrust main engine by NASA, X-Corps, and ATK was a success, but challenges remain before methane rockets will be ready for use in any real mission. One of the big questions with methane is its ability to ignite, Trammell says. Some rocket fuels ignite spontaneously when mixed with the oxidizer, but methane requires an ignition source. Ignition sources can be hard to make in the outer solar system, where planetary temperatures drop to hundreds of degrees below zero. Trammell and her colleagues at Marshall and Glenn are currently working to assure that the rocket will ignite reliably in all conditions. Such challenges will be surmountable through NASA's continued efforts, Trammell says, and she believes LOX methane engines will be used in rockets of the future. The blue flame in the desert was a beautiful first step. This story was written by Patrick Berry and Tony Phillips and read by Tony Phillips. It's presented by Science at NASA. To find more Science at NASA stories on the internet, please visit science.nasa.gov.